this is actually really exciting because I could actually just see it myself right now.
Kayla Del Rosario is looking through the window of an observation deck at the shipyard. She watches as workers slowly reel an Alaska Marine Highway ferry onto the dry dock for maintenance. Right now, Kayla is here as an observer. In about a year, she'll probably be here as an employee.
That's the plan so far, and I'm just going along with it, and actually, I find it really, really cool and exciting.
Kayla is 17 years old, a high school junior. Her interest in a career at the shipyard started when she signed up for welding at K-High because she wanted to have a class with her best friend.
When that class started, I actually started liking welding, and I started getting really good at it. My hands were steady, and I did a little research on how it's a good skill and a job, and it pays well, because I kind of live on my own. I moved out when I was 16.
Kayla was born in the Philippines. She was raised by her aunt and uncle, who moved to Ketchikan when she was 5 years old. She says she was always pretty independent. She started working at 14 and paid for some of her own expenses. When she was 16, her aunt and uncle agreed to let her live on her own. She says it helped her take responsibility.
So when I was with my auntie and uncle, I was more like, I don't have to worry about this. I was more interested in hanging out with my friends. Something about paying bills and getting school done kind of did the trick for me to mature up.
Kayla says when she was younger, she would skip out on school to drink or smoke with her friends. When she started living on her own, she focused more on school and her part-time job at a tour company. But she didn't really have a plan for the future.
When I was younger, of course, when I'm freshman year, I didn't really care about a lot of things. And all of a sudden, bam, this happened. And I actually didn't know what to do with myself after high school. And now this is happening. It's just like, I'm going to just take this opportunity and go with it.
Let's talk more about that bam, this happened moment. Kayla signed up for welding and loved it. Then she went to a career day at the shipyard last October, and she talked to Doug Ward, who works in business development at Vigor. She told him, I'm really interested in welding, and I want to learn more about working here.
She certainly was the one that, we just kept thinking about her. What can we do to get high school kids into the workplace and get them exposed to all of the shipbuilding processes that we do down here.
Kayla's interest is one of the reasons the shipyard put this 8-week program together. Here's the way it works. The high schoolers come to the shipyard for 2 hours, 2 days a week, and they actually get paid to be here, $10 an hour. Each week, they shadow someone in a different department. Here's Stone Riley and David McClavey, the other two K-High students in the shipyard program.
Well, that was the beauty of the program when it started, was it would show us the shipyard and all the different departments so we could find out what we were interested in. Like, I found out, I went to the electricians when we were with Chris, and that was pretty cool. And, like, we went up and met the engineer in the office building, and the engineering part of things was really interesting, too.
Oh, yeah, then we met the machinist.
Yeah, the machining was really cool as well. Yeah. And now we're getting to learn some painting even, so...
My plan was welding, and so far it's still welding, but I do feel like I want to do different kind of departments, and I think it'd be handy to know more than just one. Like, I actually am interested in mechanic now.
Kayla's planning on taking a math class and auto shop at K-High next year, two courses she wouldn't have been interested in before. And then next May, when she graduates...
I mean, I can't think of anything why we wouldn't want to hire someone that is so focused, so young in life, and knows what she wants to do.
When Kayla thinks about where she was her freshman year of high school compared to where she is now,
I'm actually proud of myself for the first time that I got myself out of that life that I used to do and into wanting to do what I've been searching for, something I'm actually passionate about, because I was never passionate about a lot of things.
Vigor is hoping to find more Kaylas, young people in Ketchikan who are interested in this kind of work. They plan to continue the work experience program next year. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.